Pushkin.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase. Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the Wallet app on iPhone. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of February 1st, 2024. Terms and more at applecard.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Paul Muldoon. Before we get to this episode, I wanted to let you know that you can binge all 12 episodes of McCartney, A Life in Lyrics right now, ad-free, by becoming a Pushkin Plus subscriber. Find Pushkin Plus on the McCartney, A Life in Lyrics show page in Apple Podcasts or at pushkin.fm/plus.
And it was like an operatic undertaking. We had this little bit and that little bit and the Sun King, Polythene Pam, all these little bathroom window, all these little things that John and I always would tend to just finish the fragments into a full song. But at this point, we kind of had enough songs for the album. We had these fragments, so we hit upon this idea to put the fragments together into a medley, and then it would have its own fullness. How was that? And then I wanted an end.
And in the end.
And I just happened to think of this little couplet, which in school I had learned that was often how Shakespeare ended, with a rhyming couplet.
Absolutely.
And I always thought that was pretty cool, that it told his audience at the time, that's it, folks.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
I'm Paul Muldoon. For a while now, I've been fortunate to spend time with one of the greatest songwriters of the era.
And will you look at me? I'm going on tour. I'm actually a performer.
That is Sir Paul McCartney. We worked together on a book looking at the lyrics of more than 150 of his songs. And we recorded many hours of our conversations.
It was like going back to an old snapshot album, looking back on work I hadn't ever analysed.
This is McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, a masterclass, a memoir, and an improvised journey with one of the most iconic figures in popular music. In this episode, the entire Abbey Road medley, Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight, and the end. As a poet, I tend to approach song lyrics as if they were indeed poetry. Sometimes these readings are a stretch, but Paul McCartney takes pride in his literary background. In fact, he says that had his music career not taken off, he may well have been an English teacher.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
McCartney's choice to conclude Abbey Road with a rhyming couplet harkens back to a long tradition of endings.
For never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo.
Shakespeare often marked the end of a scene with a rhyming couplet, which signals to the audience some degree of finality. The couplet indicates the completion of a thought.
So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee.
If the two lines in Paul McCartney's The End function as a concluding couplet, I have come to understand the entire Abbey Road medley, Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight, and then The End, as a sort of figurative sonnet. It's not that Paul McCartney ended Abbey Road with 14 perfect lines in iambic pentameter. There aren't three quatrains following a rigid rhyme scheme leading into the couplet at the end. This is rock and roll, after all. But when we zoom out, a sonnet is often a poem that wrestles with a particular claim, approaches it from several angles in divisible sections, before coming to a sort of synthesizing conclusion. It's a rhetorical argument the poet plays out on the page, and the couplet at the end serves as a resolution. As McCartney put it, the ending says, "That's it, folks."
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
In other words, these two lines, the only lyrics in the song, are deceptively simple. To understand them, let's return to the first song of the medley. The first stanza, if you will, Golden Slumbers.
Once there was a way to get back homeward.
Paul McCartney was raised towards the end of the golden age of piano music. Yes, in the mid-20th century, records were ubiquitous. But it was still not uncommon for families or party guests to gather around the piano in the living room.
You read about Gershwin and Harold Arlen. It says, you know, in New York at that time, every apartment, every building had a piano. That was the one thing they all had. So I do think a lot of golden era music came out of that fact. That was the thing, that many houses had a piano. So, yeah, there were lots of pianists. My dad was Al Wall. His friend at the Cotton Exchange, Freddie Rimmer, was another one for his family. So there was always someone who could sort of play the piano. And then I think when records came in, then that's how people started to play their music. Except, you know, whenever there was a gathering, a New Year's Eve too, in our case, the booze and the piano were wheeled out, you know.
Once there was a way
to get back homeward.
And the piano would be belting out these old songs that everyone knew. Like, everyone knew them, particularly the aunties. The aunties had them down and knew all the verses. But the camaraderie of people all standing around in a room, getting drunk, singing these songs, was something very special.
Lighter. Once there was a way to get back homeward.
And I always thought my family was just an ordinary family, but I realize now how lucky I was to have that kind of a family, where people were decent, good, friendly people, not rich. Nobody had any money, but that was almost an advantage, mm-hmm. because they had to do things themselves.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do life in lyrics? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of Musora: to inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to musora.com, musora.com, to start a new musical journey today.
Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase. Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the Wallet app on iPhone. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of February 1st, 2024. Terms and more at applecard.com.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at tmobile.com/now.
In the final days of the Beatles, McCartney took a trip back home to Liverpool. He was visiting his father, who had remarried and was living with his wife, Angela, and her daughter, Ruth. Even though Paul McCartney didn't know how to read sheet music, he went riffling through his stepsister's piano bench to see what he could find.
I always look in a piano seat because people always have sheet music in there. They always used to, definitely. Now sometimes it can be empty. But I always look to see. And this time, I think it, either in the piano seat or it might have been up on the music stand, was this song, Golden Slumbers.
The sheet music, here performed by the Cambridge Singers, was a Victorian piano melody accompanying a 17th century poem called Cradle Song. The poem came from a play, Patient Grisel, which was written by the Elizabethan dramatists Thomas Dekker, Henry Chettle, and William Houghton.
Golden slumbers fill your eyes, smiles awake when your eyes sleep and die, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. That chorus that I've used, of course, literally is the lyrics to an old Victorian song.
Is this what we call sampling?
Well, yeah, it's called stealing. But because I don't read music, I didn't know what the melody that went with this was. So I put my own melody to it and just took these words. It's turned out to be quite soulful. I think that's what attracted me to those lyrics in the first place. It's like, you know, that sort of consoling a baby or reading kids a bedtime story. I find there's something very sort of deep in that, something very human and international. It strikes a chord with me.
We'll sing a lullaby.
When I saw those lyrics, golden slumbers fill your eyes, it just seemed like a beautiful way to say, go to sleep, my dear. Was smiles awake you when you rise. I like that too. That's nice and very optimistic. Smiles awake you when you rise. Sleep pretty, darling, do not cry. And then I did the other bit, once there was a way to get back home, because I think at that point I hadn't been home for a long time. To get back, and here I was at my dad's house. Now, this wasn't quite home because it was a house I'd bought him, you know, when I got some money. So it wasn't quite home, but it was Liverpool and it was Homewood.
Yeah. It was his home. Once there was a way. Get back home, sleep pretty
darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. So, you know, here I was singing this lovely lullaby lyric and thinking of all things warm and wonderful. And you know what's really nice about this, talking about this touching a nerve in the human psyche? One of the things I love about writing songs is you'll be watching a film or listening to the radio or something, and it'll reappear, it'll appear with someone else singing it. And I just love that it's touched their nerve so much so that they think, this would be a good song for this film.
One of the times Golden Slumbers reappeared was in the 2016 children's film Sing, where the song was covered by Jennifer Hudson, portraying a glamorous and vocally talented animated sheep.
Sleep. They use golden slumbers to open the thing, and it's very powerful. And then right at the end, when you've heard the whole story and everything's worked out, they use it again. So, you know, people have said to me, do you mind people doing versions of your song? Do you think they're distortions of your original meaning? And I say, no, far from it. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear another interpretation of one of my songs. It's a compliment that they thought enough of it to cover it. And I will sing a lullaby. So what's great about it is the next generation who are watching a kids' animation thing now know Golden Slumbers. Mm-hmm. For the same reason exactly, they now know Blackbird. So I'm not surprised when people come up to me and say, oh, little Tommy's favorite song is Blackbird.
What was Blackbird used in recently?
That was used in Boss Baby, which is another animation.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
It's another gap in your cultural picture.
It is. Golden
and feel your... Okay.
Now, would it be too much to say that this is a kind of lullaby for the Beatles?
I think that's too much to say.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, it would have been written around that time, and who knows, you know, that I could have been feeling down. I actually can't tell you whether this is true or not, but it's very possible that I was feeling down in London, went back up to see my dad, was feeling better, now I'm in Liverpool, and thinking of the troubles down south, and thinking, you know, wouldn't it be nice to get home? Wouldn't it be nice to have that comfortable feeling again?
Once there was a way to get back homeward.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do Life in Lyrics? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of Musora, to inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to musora.com, musora.com, to start a new musical journey today. The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Once there was a way to get back home.
There were indeed, as Paul McCartney said, troubles south of Liverpool about which to feel bad. Down in London, the Beatles were hashing out their business matters and the very future of the band. This was the end of the 1960s. The Beatles were the most famous musicians in the world, but the tensions brewing in the group were impossible to ignore.
You never give me your money.
John, George and Ringo wanted to sign a deal with the businessman Alan Klein. But Paul was convinced they would come to regret that decision. The dispute was tearing the band apart. It was becoming a heavy burden to bear.
So that was the heavy. The business meetings you'd go in, they were just soul destroying. You'd sit around and it was a place you didn't want to be, with people you didn't want to be with. And I could just see that this guy was going to steal everything we put in the bank or invested in Scottish farms or whatever it was going. And this guy was going to have it, like he had Sam Cooke and he had the Stones. And I remember asking Mick Jagger, who I knew him, I said, what's this guy like? Because I could see the others were very enamored of him for various reasons. He was doing a great flannel job on them, you know.
The band's breakup was so agonizing that McCartney even started to see it as divine punishment. With the paradise of the Beatles' success crumbling before him, he wondered if man's original sin could be to blame.
That whole period, that year, couple of years, was very sort of heavy. And it seemed to me, you know, this all tied in, very unfortunately, with stuff that was out there already, like original sin. Even though my mum and Chris were Catholic, we weren't brought up as Catholics, I thought it was very depressing to think that you were born a loser.
Mm-hmm.
An original sin. What the fuck? What chance have you got? Mm-hmm. You know, no wonder people freak out. You're a sinner. No, I'm not. I'm a very nice person. You know, I'm not buying this idea that because you said or because some priest or some vicar says. I'm not having that.
And if contemplating the fall of man wasn't enough, the psychedelic trips at the end of the 60s didn't make these existential questions any easier.
You know, we'd started off smoking pot.
Right.
And it was just giggles.
Sure.
It was such fun. We loved it. And it was great. And the worst would happen is you'd fall asleep. And that was fine. But once it got into sort of more serious stuff, you know, LSD, staying up all night, wishing it had wear off, and it wouldn't, and it was a bit heavy. Then you were just sort of doing it, and there wasn't this light relief. It was heavy. So, you know, this idea, boy, you're going to carry that weight, was sort of... Yeah, you know, life's not all joyous. There's a weight to it, and you're going to have to carry it.
When taken as two stanzas in conversation, Golden Slumbers and Carry That Weight seemed to be a reckoning with the tenderness and gravity of adulthood. There's a gentle lullaby, and then the burden of conflict, longing for the way things used to be, and knowing you can never truly return home. The beginning of the end is a cycle of two-bar guitar solos, traded off between John, George, and Paul. Jeff Emerick, the Beatles' studio engineer, observed that during the recording session for The End, Paul and George looked like they had gone back in time, like they were kids again, determined to outdo one another. Yet, there was no animosity, no tension at all. You could tell they were simply having fun. After the wistfulness of Golden Slumbers and the heaviness of Carry That Weight, we come to what in a sonnet would be called a volta, a turn. In this case, the turn of the song leaves behind the longing and the burden and brings us back to love.
And in the end,
that was the end. And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. Which is a nice way to end my show now. That's how I end my concert. And it feels very complete. Yeah, so I'm kind of proud that it is a rhyming couplet. Just as I was taught all those years ago by my little literature teacher. But, you know, the thing is, you know, I never went on to study because I was in the band and the band took over. But that was the path I thought I was heading for with my A-level in literature.
Was this medley a lullaby for the Beatles? Was it meant to capture the sweet nostalgia, heavy weight and grand finale of the group? The end is believed to be the last song John Lennon, George Harrison, Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney ever recorded all together. They'd grown from boys, writing songs in their Liverpool parlour rooms, to arguably the most influential musicians of the 20th century. And while this may have been the end of the group, all four members continued to share their music with the world.
When you think about it, it is just a little combination of vibrations. And it shouldn't affect our heartstrings. But boy, it does. And music can make you cry. It can make you laugh. And it shouldn't. It's nothing more than just vibrations with some words attached. And how that happens, I'm not sure. But I know it happens. I know it happens to me. I know it happens to other people. And I'm just proud that my music can do that. I'm not quite sure how, but it can. I don't mind it being a mystery.
The end. From the Beatles' 1969 album, Abbey Road. McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, is a co-production between iHeartMedia, MPL, and Pushkin Industries.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out. And then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today.